Jessica Walker is with us. The impact of excessive costs for PayWave or contactless cards, particularly for Māori, is the focus of our kōrero. Now, Consumer New Zealand claims that up to 30% of PayWave or contactless card payment fees are still borne by Kiwis, and it wants greater action taken to reduce those costs. They're worried that not all stores have been affected by a law passed by the last government, which was intended to provide New Zealanders with a better deal. PayWave fees vary depending on the kind of card, the store and payment processor, but they're often totaling 2.5%, and the percentage should have decreased by more than that by now, which is the issue. When the Labor government was in power, it believed that consumers and businesses were overpaying for contactless payments. Jessica Walker is from Consumer New Zealand. Thanks for joining us today, Jessica. Ko Dale tēnei, a warm welcome. Tēnā koe.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora. It is a bit galling, isn't it? I mean, what do you do? And why should that fee be posed there? I'm a bit hesitant, too, to use contactless when the surcharge seems a little more than it should be. What's the background to this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. And so I'm sure you remember that during, you know, the lockdowns, we were all told to use PayWave because it was safer. And so many of us got into the habit of just tapping and walking away. But now you need to look really carefully because we are incurring surcharges every time, well, most of the time when you're using a PayWave system. And the problem is that although costs for PayWave should be in the region of about 1% for the consumer, up to about 2.5%. So here we say anything above 2.5% is excessive. But we're getting complaints from people. We've had about 100 complaints recently. And some people are paying card fees of up to about 25-30%, which, you know, is really quite frightening because everything is so expensive right now, as everybody knows. I don't need to tell you that. But, you know, you work on another up to 30% for a PayWave fee, and it's eye-watering. So we're really urging people to make sure they know what the surcharge is before they make the payment, and where possible, look for other ways to pay so you're not having to incur that extra charge every time you do some shopping.
Who gets the money from PayWave?
That's a really good question. So the retailers, they have to pay to have the PayWave system in place. And so their payment service providers, they get fees. The banks will be getting some of this money as well. And so part of the problem is that we don't know what a retailer is being charged. And retailers are actually able to shop around themselves and negotiate better fees. And you'll probably find if you go to the supermarket or a big store to buy something, you're not going to be getting that fee when you make a payment on PayWave. And that's because the more sales a retailer has, the lower their fees are. But that also means that when you go to a smaller store, maybe an independent or a dairy, chances are you are going to be paying a fee in the range of about 2.5% or maybe even more. And that's not necessarily because the retailer is trying to make a profit from you. It's just that they're paying too much as well. So it does make it really hard because there's so little transparency. And that's one of the things that we really want to kind of bring to people's attention, is that 2.5% is really the most you should be paying. But it's a really good idea to ask the question if you see a fee that high. And like I say, try and find another way of payment if you can so that you can avoid that surcharge completely.
The fee seems only noticeable when you go up to pay, normally just a little sticker on the unit, yeah, that says PayWave incurs a cost. How prevalent is its use?
I think that so many people got used to using PayWave, and so a lot of us, we don't even think. And I know for myself, you know, I've looked at my bank statements and thought, hang on, I didn't spend, and you see these extra cents add up, and that's because it's a PayWave fee. And it's either that I didn't realise that there was one, or maybe it wasn't signposted. And the more and more I'm talking about this, I'm going back to inserting and swiping, because if you're doing that with a debit card, you're not going to be incurring any fees, or at least you definitely shouldn't be. If you are using a debit card or FPOS card and getting fees for inserting or tapping, then that's something that inserting or swiping, then that's something the Commerce Commission really want to know about, because that should never be happening. But sadly, right now, the onus is really on us as shoppers, consumers, to just be aware so that we're not being ripped off.
Young people are pretty trusting. I see them all waving their phones across, you know, in bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm an older guy, so, you know, I'm used to sort of using my swipe and punching the keys. But it seems, you know, almost a generation are using PayWave similar technologies. Do you think they're always aware of the costs involved? And is there a requirement that the rates that are being charged to use PayWave are displayed prominently? I get the feeling that a little sticker on the bottom of an FPOS machine doesn't cut the mustard.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's a really good point about, you know, the generational gap that so many people are using their, you know, their smart devices to pay, whether that be their watch, their phone, and probably doing it without even looking at the terminal, you know, like you say, people are trusting. I mean, yes, retailers are supposed to make it really clear, and you'll probably find that more and more retailers are actually telling you before you go to pay now, so as well as there being a little sticker, like you say, on the device or somewhere nearby. A lot of shopkeepers will now say, oh, and by the way, if you pay by PayWave or credit card, you will incur an extra fee. And, you know, that's great if they're telling you this, because they're incurring those fees too. So, of course, it's in their best interest to make you aware, and then you can make an informed choice. But we would like to see just more people aware of this so that more people aren't caught out by it.
Well, tēnā koe, you know, Māori have adopted technology, but like the rest of our community too, I think probably aren't factoring in how those costs can build up. It seems negligible, doesn't it? Because the fee, it might be just, as you say, under a dollar. But if you mount that up again and you've been banging around a few shops, it can soon mount up. Not many people talk about these excessive charges.
No. Somebody's done some investigation recently, and they think most people are probably incurring about $50 a year in these little fees that are building up day in, day out. And that's a significant amount of money, you know. It's better in our pockets than going to the banks and payment service providers. So it's definitely worth trying to avoid those wherever we can.
So what are Consumer New Zealand hoping to do by drawing more people's attention to how the little and little and little can build up across a year? So what needs to happen?
So what we're hoping to do is just to educate people so they're aware that 2.5% is kind of what we see as the threshold for excessive or acceptable, so that when people do see this, they ask the question, obviously, to the shopkeeper, the retailer, obviously in a non-aggressive way, because a lot of the time we think that the retailer probably doesn't know either what is excessive and what isn't. So we want people to ask the questions that the retailers know, find other ways to pay, but also either let us know or let the Commerce Commission know where they're seeing these really big fees. Because we're really hoping that if the Commerce Commission sees that this is a big problem, that they will come down hard on some of these retailers so that this fees will be a problem for much longer, so that their fees are actually fair across the board, so we all know without having to double check that we're not being charged more than we should when we use our PayWave.
Tēnā koe. Later on, I'll be talking with a Māori computer expert and about the ethics of digital technologies. Jessica, I thought maybe you might have a thought too. Seemingly, concerned supermarkets launch face scans. We wouldn't accept being fingerprinted before shopping for groceries, the Privacy Commissioner says. Does Consumer New Zealand have a position on this one?
This is something we've been raising concerns about for a while now. Last year, we did bring attention to this, the facial recognition technology in foodstuff stores, and they went away and designed this pilot and spoke to the Privacy Commissioner. But it is something that we are concerned that people are walking into stores having their faces scanned, and you know, it's not the same as CCTV. And I think that that's what a lot of people think. They think if I'm going to the shop and I've got nothing to hide, then you know, why should I be worried if my image is being captured? But it's just, facial recognition is so much more than that. So we'll be interested to see what the Privacy Commissioner has to say at the end of this trial. But this is something that we as a team are going to be getting together this morning to talk about, because it's taken us by surprise a little bit. It'll be really interesting to see where this is rolled out, how it's deployed. And is it effective? You know, we know that stores around the world have started using this technology. It'd be really interesting to see if the results are what the retailers are expecting. So many questions around this.
Well, it's something we have to look at too, because they're looking for crooks. My mate next door, he's a handsome young bloke, and he's worried they might steal his facial recognition to put him on Vogue magazine.
Well, that's it. You never know, dude, once it's out there. You know, we have to trust that they're going to be doing everything by the books. And I was watching the item on Seven Sharp yesterday with Foodstuffs and with the Privacy Commissioner, where they were both talking about what they expect from this and guaranteeing that everything will be kept just so, and that things won't be shared where they shouldn't be shared. But I think it's something that we all need to be aware of. And, you know, as you were talking about digital technologies, AI, you know, we're living and walking among it every day. And we just, I don't know, we just need to be aware of what's going on and trust that the powers that be are going to keep us all safe.
Yeah, oh, well, we need to be mindful too about the imposition of technology and how it can make mistakes as Absolutely. Well. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Jessica. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
And you too. Mauri ora ki a koe, e mihi mai aua.